George Taylor and Nora Cole talking about the tough family living conditions during the 30s here in Burnham.
Going back to those days in the 30s, they were really hard old times. When I lived in Lillin Road, we lived in what they used to call the 10 Row. In that 10 Row, I should say, there was anywhere 60 children, one way or another. And there were several families. There was six in our family. I said, we lived in a two-bedroom house. I said, our next-door neighbour, I said, there was eight, and they'd only got two bedrooms. I said, I reckon they used to sleep head and foot and crossways. We're going down to sign on the door one morning, and the old surveyor, Mr. Joe Cook, who was surveyor on the council at the time, he asked me if I wanted a job. I said, yes, just what I've been looking for. He said to me, he said, well, he said, you can start, he said, there'll be two or three days' work. And anyway, that two or three days led to 37 years. But I'm starting, I even had to buy my own spade. There was about five of us on the council at that time, and we used to sweep all Burnham. We all had our own roads to sweep, and we used to start on a Saturday morning at 7:30, and we used to knock off at 12:30. We used to sweep all Burnham with the exception of the main road, which used to come under the Essex County Council.
Before Christmas, I was having a baby, and Mr. Beaubooth and my father, or at least Beaubooth rang up my father or came down to see my father. He says, woman up there, is, I suppose, probably worth it. He hasn't got any baby clothes, hasn't got any food. And I remember my father coming, said to my mother, got any baby clothes? And of course she's got it all beautifully done because she hadn't finished in the box. She picks the whole lot up, the drawer full of stuff, and takes it up. And then he came back up and said, I've got some food, they haven't got any food up there. And she emptied their cupboard. Of course we were going down to leave. But I mean, that's the atmosphere we lived in. I mean, that was, because somebody needed it, if we'd got it, we got to do it. And that's, I mean, it's not just our goodness, it was our parents' goodness. And we were trained by it.
If you'd like to listen to another track, please press the button again.